Palace. That's the latest. I'm Kelly Withers.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
To Drive with Gabby. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. How are you today? Coming up on my show shortly, I have got Nothing But Snow. They are coming in to talk about ski and snowboard instructor holidays, if that's what you like to call it. It's instructor courses, really, but it must be an awesome course, and I'd call it a holiday at the same time. So if that's something that you've thought about doing, then look no further. They're based in Brentwood. Obviously, they don't teach you in Brentwood because there's no snow here. They'll tell us where you get trained, but their company's based in Brentwood. And also, I'll be bringing you regular travel updates, some local events, and a little bit of stuff I prepared earlier. So stay tuned for Drive. If you want to get in touch, you can email the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. You can text 0777 9298 298, or you can phone me in the studio on 01277 849931. Alternatively, you can tweet me. That way it will go straight to my phone, and my Twitter name is mindful2move. Or you can find me on Facebook. The name is Gabriella Clark. I hope you enjoy the show. And that was Subways. We don't need money to have a good time. Let's see if there's any traffic at the moment.
Phoenix FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's queuing traffic for 1 mile on the M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 26, the A121, Waltham Abbey, and Junction 25, the A10, Enfield, because of an accident, which is now on the hard shoulder. All lanes have reopened, but it's still queuing there. Also, the A12 in Brook Street lane closed on entry slip road southbound at Junction 11. That's the M25, so the Brook Street roundabout, because of resurfacing work. Ongoing roadworks. Don't forget that there are narrow lanes on the M25 between Junction 29, that's the Romford turnoff, and Junction 30, the Lakeside turnoff, because of a contra flow and roadworks. There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between Junction 29 and Junction 30 because of major road widening work there as well. And also, Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And the mouse won't move. There's minor delays on the Circle Line due to earlier signal failure at Gloucestershire Road. There are minor delays on the District Line due to earlier signal failure at Gloucester Road. Tickets are being accepted on Southwest Train, C2C and local bus services. And the service is suspended on the Piccadilly Line eastbound between Hammersmith and Hyde Park Corner, and minor delays on the rest of the line due to signal failure at Hammersmith. Tickets being accepted on London bus services.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
You're listening to Gabby. I'm on drive with you until 6 o'clock. In case you've only just tuned in, don't forget that my guests, Nothing But Snow, are coming in to talk about ski and snowboard instructor courses. So if that's something that you've been thinking about doing, if you're tempted, if you really, really love skiing and or snowboarding, and you've thought about doing a career in something you love, then look no further. Nothing But Snow will be talking to us shortly.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that you were true, guess I couldn't trust. Caught your bluff, tied me up, 'cause I've had enough.
Yeah. little bit thicker. It makes me that much smarter. Thanks for making me a fighter.
What is a CVS? A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Anisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Anisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay, opens this autumn. To view, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Drowning until you reach for my hand.
Hello, you are listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock, and now I am joined in the studio by nothing but snow. Sam is with me today. How's it going, Sam?
It's going good, Gabs. How are you?
I'm okay. If you just move the mic a little bit closer, you have to get quite close.
Yeah, there you go. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. I can hear you loud and clear now. And you do actually live. You were brought up in Brentwood, really, weren't you?
Just down the road, not too far.
Went to a local school. Yep. So, local guy. And you've set up your own business, haven't you?
Yep, me and my cousin.
You and your cousin. What gave you that idea to set up? What made you decide, right, this is what I'm going to do? Did you do business studies at school?
No, funnily enough, I left school. I never went to university.
You didn't?
I didn't go to university. I went straight into work.
Right.
And
what did you do? Do you mind?
I worked in recruitment. I worked in recruitment for about 3-4 years.
In an office?
In an office, yeah.
Did you wear a suit?
I did wear a suit, half suit. I wore a shirt and tie and I didn't put a jacket. And I sort of decided that it wasn't really the direction for me, and went on a ski trip, me and my cousin and my dad, Lee. We went away, come back and thought, well, we want to go skiing. Like, he's a skier, I'm a snowboarder. So we wanted to do a little
Is
bit more.
Lee a skier?
Lee's a skier.
Right.
And
Lee's the other owner of the company.
So we decided, actually, it was his idea. He rang me up and said, look, let's go away for a season. Let's go away for 11 weeks. We'll go and do like a course where you can become an instructor. But really the idea behind it as well is just to improve your ability. So we'd done that, come back, and just sort of wanted to do it again, really. Just wanted to carry on and stay out skiing and snowboarding. So we thought, well, instead of just trying to just season air it and maybe work wherever, let's try and make a go of it and just come up with a viable business that allowed us to go away every season and still make a little bit of money.
So yeah, that's still earn a living.
Yeah, so that's how Nothing But Snow began, really.
Wow.
So yeah.
And then you went from there, really.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's incredible. And do you like being self-employed? I always like to talk about being self-employed because I'm self-employed.
Yeah.
So are you glad you made that decision now?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, anything, it's got pros and cons to everything. Like,
yeah.
It gives you opportunity. I mean, if you want to take a bit of time out, you can take time out. But then on the other side, I mean, if it's your own thing, you're constantly working on it. You don't really ever leave the office, you know. Even when you get home, you're still thinking about it. I mean, with modern technology, you know, you've got your iPhone, you still get emails through. But at the same time, it's good. You can't, I mean, it's like anything. It's a bit of a risk or a gamble at times or certain things, but I didn't really want to work in the office anymore, and the same goes for Lee. So we decided, let's see what happens.
Yeah, working for
something
that's
for
you
and,
as well.
Yeah, so now we've got first season. This is our first year, so we've got season coming up. December it starts, and we've taken a course out in January, which we're looking forward to.
First year is always, I think, well, it's definitely one of the hardest, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. There's a little bit of
setting
panic.
Up.
There's a little bit of panic behind it as well, because you're thinking, all right, come on now, let's make a go of it. But you just got to knuckle down and
carry on. You've done a good website. Did you do that yourselves?
No, we actually.
I was going to say, because it looks very, very professional.
Yeah, no, we hooked up with a team in Chelmsford, funny enough, so kept it fairly local. We found
people
them.
You knew?
No, we just sort of come across them on the internet, really. A company called Space and Time Design. So we met up with them, and it went from there, really. I mean, we've got like an online we originally approached them for like an e-brochure, because we wanted to keep like a bit of a green theme to it, you know, with regards to saving the snow and everything like that. So once we approached them about the e-brochure, we saw that and thought, well, let's do the website as well.
Right, okay, so explain what an e-brochure is.
It's an electronic brochure. So you go online, so instead of going online to the internet and filling out a form and getting paper through the door. You can just go online, fill out your details. I mean, we ask for your name and your email address.
Yeah.
You fill out that, and then you get essentially a brochure on your computer.
You can
download that as well.
Okay.
And so it's there. So there's no point in wasting paper, because otherwise you'd be sending
e-brochure.
Them out constantly. Yeah.
It says it at the top of your website.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. If anyone wants to look through the website while we're speaking, it's all the www.nothingbutsnow.com. But we will be giving that out again towards the end of our chat. Okay, so it's 11 week ski instructor courses and snow. Is the snowboarding 11 weeks as well?
Yeah, they're all the same. Whatever goes for ski goes for snowboard.
And the people go out at the same time?
Exactly the same time. So the courses run alongside each other.
Right.
But obviously, instead of a ski instructor, you get a snowboard instructor, and vice versa.
Okay. And you're not teaching yourself,
no,
are you?
What it You've is, we work. We work alongside the Ski and Board School. So the Ski and Board School provide level 3 and 4 instructors, which are some of the best you can get in Canada.
Okay.
So we make sure that...
All of your courses are in Canada then?
All the courses are in Canada, yeah.
Brilliant.
So we run out of Whistler Blackcomb and Big White Ski Resort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Describe the ski resorts for people that... A lot of people are in skiing and they still haven't skied in Canada.
Yeah, so. I mean, Canada's one of those things. People say, oh, it's a bit of a journey, let's go to Europe. But once you've been to Canada and you've skied in Canada,
Have you skied in Europe then?
I've been to Europe a few times. And once you go to Canada, it's hard to compare. I mean, obviously the journey's a little bit longer. I mean, you're looking at 8 hours for the flight.
Is it like the difference between Disneyland and Disney World?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, in effect, it's the same thing. But, I mean, the terrain... I mean, you can sort of come down and say, oh, the terrain's bigger. But then you look at places in Europe and they are phenomenal
Any
resorts.
Any difference in snow?
The snow quality... Personally, it does get better up in Canada.
It does?
Yeah.
Amazing. And what's the resort like itself?
Resorts are fantastic.
Are there any like jacuzzis or hot tubs?
Yeah, I mean, you instantly associate those.
Yeah.
At Big White, our resort, all the accommodation has a hot tub on the balcony. So it's luxury accommodation.
Wow.
With Big White,
so you're on a course for 11 weeks
with a hot tub on your balcony, exactly.
And this is what you're doing in your spare time.
Yeah, so after a hard day on the slopes.
How long are you studying? Because you're on the slopes for 5 hours a day.
5 hours a day, 5 days a week. So it's intensive. And the main idea behind the courses is just on snow mileage, because that's the only way you're going to get better.
Yeah.
So from morning till the afternoon.
Do you do any written stuff?
There's not really much written stuff involved.
No.
I mean, at the end of the week, you sit down with your instructor.
Can't really imagine there must be if you're going to be teaching skiing.
I mean...
Write this down and you'll be able to ski.
Yeah, I mean, you work on your communication skills and getting points across with regards to teaching.
Yeah,
because
teaching
as well as riding, teaching is a big aspect of the course. So what you learn during your lessons comes back around and that's what you're going to be teaching. So from the start, you're learning everything.
Okay.
So.
All right, brilliant. I'm going to have to list the events now.
Cool.
And then we'll be talking to Sam again in a minute. There's still lots we haven't discussed. So stay tuned here on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Gabby. I'm with you on Drive. Let's have a look at some local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 7th of October to Saturday the 8th of October at 7:30 PM, Great Expectations, a play by Myriad Productions, adapted for the stage by Connie Stevens in Ingatestone Hall, Paul Lane, Ingatestone. Tickets cost £12 and £10 for concession and are available from 0844 847 2454 or at www.myriadtheatreproductions.com/tour dates. And on Saturday the 8th of October at 11 AM to 1 PM, learn map reading and navigation in Bedsford's Park at Havering Atabawa. Meet in the main car park, free introduction to map and compass. Visit allthews.orienteering-havoc.co.uk for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
then that was Sheryl Crow, Sweet Child of Mine. Now joining me in the studio, in case you just tuned in, is Sam. He is talking about his company Nothing But Snow, that do ski and snowboard instructor courses out in Canada. These courses last 11 weeks. That's what we've discovered so far. He's told me a little bit about the amazing accommodation, which sounds fabulous. And we're back to talk more stuff that I probably wouldn't even think to ask, because I don't ski or snowboard. I have skied before, but I don't know that much about it. So what? This actually, here's a question for you. Why should people go with you? You know, why do you think you're good? What have you learned from your past experiences? What have you learned from your instructor courses? What should people be looking for in a good snowboard or ski instructor course?
Right, okay. So, as you know, I mean, we done a course ourselves, so we had first-hand experience of what is entailed in a course. So we spent 11 weeks. Don't get me wrong, we had a fantastic time, but like anything, obviously issues arise, and you spend 11 weeks with people that are either moaning about what they don't like and praising about what they do like. So we took that info, and we took from what our knowledge of going away on these courses, and sort of put together what we believe is the best package out there. I mean, currently Nothing But Snow offers more tuition than any other company, and currently at a much better value. We also like to include everything in the price as well, so you don't get out to resort and all of a sudden they go, oh yeah, your level one exam's coming up this weekend, that's going to cost you $320. And you think, well, hold on a minute, that's what happened. So you get out there and obviously things happen and you're not expecting it, and it does put a little bit of a dampener down on the whole experience. So what we wanted to do was put a whole package together where when you get out to the resort, you've got no worries. Every day is about having fun, enjoying yourself, and that's pretty much our ethos, really. I mean, we want people that love skiing and snowboarding to get into the industry and just carry on doing what they like to do. That's the whole reason we got into doing it and why we want to provide these courses. And I mean, as well as the 11-week course like we discussed, we also run 2-week improvement courses. So for someone that may not have the time to go away, then we've got a 2-week improvement course. Like anything, these courses, they're
so not, someone might already be out there qualified, but they want to brush up their skills.
Yeah, I mean, or anyone like yourself, you said you skied once or twice, and
I see what you mean for people that
yeah,
aren't
exactly,
instructors.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, these courses,
I need one of those.
I mean, these courses are instructor courses, but you get a lot of people that don't go there to become an instructor. It's the best way to improve. I mean, we run a 2-week course, a 4-week course, a 6-week freestyle course. We run a 10-week crossover course, which allows you to get qualified as a level one instructor in both skiing and snowboarding. And currently, we are one of the only people out there that do that. And then we have, obviously, the flagship course, which is the 11-week course, and that gets you your level two. With that level two, then you can go and teach abroad in places like Japan, Australia, Canada. But the courses, I mean, people will see, they might see it and think, oh, it's an instructor course to become an instructor. I mean, yes, but no at the same time, because it is, what these courses are, you improve astronomically, because you're on snow every day, getting fantastic tuition, and you come home just an amazing skier or snowboarder.
Right, so it's not, so you don't just do 11-week courses.
No, we have a selection of courses.
I'm here, and you've got some at the Big White.
Big White Ski Resort and Whistler.
Four weeks they are.
Yeah, so at Big White.
And then you've got your 6-week, 10-week, 11-week.
Yeah, so at Big White we run the 2-week improvement course, a 4-week course. With the 4-week course, that gets you your level one. So, so as well as working on your own ability and improving yourself, you come away at the end of it as a level one instructor. Now, a level one instructor allows you to teach complete beginner snowboard or skiers, so someone that's never snowboarded or skied before. For the 6-week course, that's a freestyle course. Now, what we like to do as well is we incorporate the level one in the instructor courses. So with the freestyle course, the 6 weeks, it's a dedicated freestyle course, so you're spending most of the time in the park working on tricks as well as working on your own skill anyway. So you come away with you get tuition for your level one, and you also come away as a park instructor. Now, resorts are crying out for park instructors, either for weekend work or during the week. So you come away as a qualified freestyle instructor as well as a level one instructor. Then you have the 10-week course, which, as I mentioned, you come away as a level one instructor for both skiing and snowboarding. Then the 11-week course is the next step up. And it is a bit of a jump, in terms of what you're going to be learning, but you come away as a level 2 instructor, which is the highest you can gain without having to go and work in a resort.
Okay. And how long does the season last, the snowboarding and skiing season?
So the season really in Canada starts depending on snowfall around the end of November and runs through till April. Whistler, slight exception because they have a glacier, so you can pretty much ski through the summer.
So right,
they,
okay.
All the snow obviously around the base and on the mountains gone, but up top they've got a glacier where they still run lifts, so there'll be people mountain biking down beneath you, but right at the top you can still get a little bit of skiing and snowboarding in.
Oh right, yeah. Wow, amazing. But,
yeah, so
do you think it's a good career path for people?
Of course,
to go
I mean
for?
Why not? I mean, at the moment there's people out there looking for jobs. I mean, people are obviously debating about university, especially with the cost of fees rising, so why not? I mean, you look at our 11-week course in Big White is 6745, so a bit, that's £6,745. So people might think, okay, that's a bit expensive, but when you break it down in terms of what you get in and what you come away with, that's all inclusive of your flights, your accommodation for the 11 weeks, your tuition Monday to Friday, 5 hours a day, you get evening meals, that's inclusive of exam fees, and at the end of it you can go and work as an instructor, spending every day on the mountain outdoors. I mean, it comes down to what people
want
to achieve.
A 2-week holiday out there would easily set you back what, over a grand?
Yeah, easily. I mean,
and you're going to be out there for 11 weeks and
bearing in mind
you're going to get a qualification.
Yeah, you come, and obviously you get your season pass as well. So our courses, I mean, they run, like the 11-week, for example, starts January the 6th. Now, you get a season pass with that. So say, for example, we have someone going away with us in January, but he's going to be out in the resort beforehand. He's spending a bit of time in Vancouver and then he's going to be down in the resort in December. But he has a season pass, which is valid from the day the season opens to the day the season ends.
Wow.
So as soon as he arrives, he's got
start.
His season pass, yeah, regardless.
Start.
So that even though the course starts on January, like January the 6th, he's still got a pass to start skiing now.
Have you got any spaces left on your January courses?
We do. I mean, we do have spaces. And currently at the moment, we've got a few spaces left where we have an offer. So that offer is £5,745 for the 11-week ski course in Big White. Now, that includes everything I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And that's limited at the moment. So obviously, if you're interested, then get in contact with us. And we can definitely sort something out.
And then when does the next... And then after that, if someone's like, oh, I've already decided what I'm doing next year, it's my final year of uni or whatever, when's the one after the one this January 2012?
The courses always start in December and January.
Oh, so do start twice
a
year?
Yeah, so at the moment, we're not running the... Actually, no, we've got the 10-week ten-week crossover course, which is in December, which we've still got places on that if people want to go on that. So what we do is, if you go to the website and you see the dates, they're pretty much the same every year, minus or plus a day or two, with regards to the way the calendar works.
Okay.
So if someone wants to book up for the next year or the season after, then by all means, they can go on there.
Okay, so the website address, if you could let us know that one now.
Yeah, that one, you can just type in www.nothingbutsnow.co.uk and that will take you straight through.
I've come through on .com.
Yeah,
is
.com.
That
I mean,
as well?
You can go through on .com. What is, I mean, nothing but snow. There's no G on the nothing. So if anyone does type in a G on the nothing and types .co.uk, then they'll go straight through to the website.
Oh, they will anyway.
Yeah, so it's just for, in this example where you say nothing
just
but snow,
case.
Obviously someone's going to put the G on.
It is just nothing.
Without the G.
Without the G.
Yeah.
And any other contact that you've got a phone number here?
Yep, that phone number is free phone. It's 0800 158 5248. So if anyone's got any questions or they're interested in going away.
Got an email address, what's that?
Yeah, that's team@nothingbutsnow.com. So that's nothingbutsnow.com.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you so much for coming.
No worries,
coming
thank
in.
You, Gabby.
I would, if it's all right with you, I would like you to come in like when you get back from the season.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me know how it all went and everything,
because
that would be brilliant.
No
I'd really look forward to that. So thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Gabby. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
Of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. dish, my succotash wish.
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Recycling. Oops, there's that word again. Wouldn't it be good to be green and reduce the carbon footprint of your business without lots of hard work? Well, recyclingyourit.co.uk have just made things easy. They will collect absolutely any electrical office equipment, help recycle it, and because they are fully licensed, guarantee that nothing will go to landfill, making your workplace a better place for the planet. Reduce your business carbon footprint. Recycle without the extra work. Visit recyclingyourit.co.uk for more information.
You don't
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
The A12 in Brook Street Lane has reopened on the entry slip road southbound at Junction 11, the M25 Brook Street roundabout, because of resurfacing work earlier. So that's all good now. You can use that. Don't forget there are ongoing roadworks. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Prospect Way and the Prospect Way Junction and the Lower Road Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And narrow lanes on the M25 between Junction 29, the A127 Romford, and Junction 30, the A13 Lakeside, because of a contraflow and roadworks.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, if you're looking for something to do this Sunday, the 9th of October at 10 a.m. for an 11 a.m. start, the Thorndon Stride is taking place in the Thorndon Country Park South, and that's the one in the Avenue in Brentwood. The Thorndon Stride is an 8k walk taking place in Thorndon Country Park and the surrounding countryside. It's open to everyone and is in aid of Cancer Research UK's Join the Fight Breast Cancer Awareness campaign. Getting involved in the Thorndon Stride is a great way to get together, spend time with loved ones, and also help them join the fight for women's survival and raise much needed funds for the vital research into breast cancer that they do. Walkers come from all over the Brentwood area and beyond to stroll through the beautiful Essex countryside at Thorndon. Many come dressed in pink, so bring your family and friends along to enjoy the special day. Registration is £5 in advance or £8 on the day. The route is not suitable for small wheeled buggies or wheelchairs, although there is access for both at the venue. Dogs must be kept on a lead and children under the age of 16 should be accompanied by an adult. And for more information, you can ring 0870 160 2040, or to register, you can email shan.billingsley@cancer.org.uk for more information.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Hello, you are listening to Gabby. I'm taking you through Drive. I'm with you until six. I'm very grateful to Sam Mocock. He came in to speak about his business that he runs with Lee, his cousin, and it's called Nothing But Snow. They decided that they'd had enough of sitting in an office and they wanted a job where they get to spend quite a few months of the year out and about, and they're running a snowboard and ski instructor courses out in Canada, which they argue is the best place to go if you're a skier. And they also do ski improvement courses, and so, which is great for people like me that would never ever even be at the level to dream about being able to do it for 11 weeks. But I'm sure their tuition is so good that I probably could do it because I do have high self-esteem.
Expected the world, but it flew away from a ring. She ran away in her sleep.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3. The Prime Minister will try to raise our hopes on the economy when he makes his Conservative Party conference speech. It's believed David Cameron's had to rewrite a section of it because some of the leaked extracts were criticised. It seems our economy grew more slowly between April and June than previously thought. New figures show the gross domestic product grew by 0.1%, half the previous estimate. Meanwhile, Tesco's has revealed its worst sales performance in two decades. The supermarket giant says like-for-like sales, excluding VAT and petrol, declined by 0.5% in the UK in the first half of this year. But Sainsbury's like-for-like sales for the same period are up. Editor of Retail Week, Tim Danaher, says shops are having to try harder to get shoppers to spend money.
Customers are pretty clued up and savvy now. One thing we're finding is customers are doing more shops but actually putting less into